It is the work of 40 days for life to stand vigil and pray where abortions are done. And since 2007, more than 25,000 lives have been saved. 181 abortion centers have closed, and 274 workers have quit their jobs at abortion clinics. Well, that is some of the work that the vigil, 40 Days for Life, can create. And that change, that can happen right here in the Portland Beaverton area. Joining me today to talk about this year's fall vigil, it is Steve Galati. He has been a part of this vigil for many, many years, and he's joining us today to tell you why maybe Our Lady is calling on you to join them in this vigil. Good morning, Steve. Thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be on your show here, Brenda. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Steve, I'm very glad to be able to have you on the show. For so many years, you've been such a great supporter of Mater Dei Radio. You come regularly. In fact, I think for maybe all of the years that I've been here at Mater Dei Radio to help and volunteer at our Share-a-thon. We'll see you again this year coming up in October. But for many people, they're also going to see you as part of this 40 Days for Life campaign. Just remind our listeners, when did you get involved with Standing for Life at these vigils? And I mean, what has it meant for you in your own life to be able to be there praying and seeing lives change?
Well, Brenda, this, as you said, goes back many years. I just felt a calling to, when you think about what's going on in our society and how many lives are lost to abortion, I always thought, Lord, what is my role in this? And what role do you want me to play? And he definitely brought me to 40 Days for Life. I've read the story of how it was founded. I've seen the movie Unplanned. And I said, how can I not participate in something like this? For those that think our culture of darkness needs to be changed into a culture of light, this is one way to do it. And getting out of one's comfort zone and standing, you're standing in public, bearing witness to the culture of life. So it's definitely a sacrifice doing that. And I think at this point in our society and in the world, I think our Blessed Mother is calling us to make sacrifices. And this is definitely a sacrifice, stepping out of one's comfort zone. But I think the fruits of these efforts are so wonderful and amazing. That's why I'm proud to invite your listeners to join us this fall.
The 40 Days for Life campaign begins September 24th, runs all the way through November 2nd, and you, along with so many others, can join Steve and pray at the sites where abortions are done. Steve, for listeners who have never been before and they think, yeah, I don't know if I'm the person that can stand and help and talk to women, you would say that's not necessary for you to just come and pray. For somebody who wants to come this year for the first time, just kind of give us a feel for what it's like if you show up where the campaign is happening this year.
Sure. Well, there definitely will be others there praying. The organizers of the vigil always plan to have at least two individuals for any given hour. And you really just come and pray. You're not required to carry a sign. The visible sign of what we're doing out there is usually the rosary that we carry as we say our prayers. You're not asked to speak to clients as they go into the facility. There generally will be trained sidewalk counselors that will be there, and they will make the approaches to people to share various resources and options for those individuals that are going into the facility. So it's very peaceful. You pray with a group of others, and you're there to bear witness to the gospel of life.
Oh, absolutely. And you say that, you know, it might be a sacrifice to come. I cannot think of a better outcome for that sacrifice than to save the life of an unborn child. Steve Galati is joining us today, inviting all of the community to join him and so many others to stand during this 40 Days for Life fall campaign. It begins September 24th and runs all the way to November 2nd. Steve, that's where it begins. People often accuse us on the pro-life side of things that all you care about is that a child is born. But where are you the rest of the time? Where's the work? Where do we continue to do the work when a woman says yes to the life of her baby?
A great question, Brenda. Many of the people that you're going to see out for the 40 Days for Life campaign are also on the other side of this issue after the baby's born. Many of our volunteers are involved with providing resources and options to help new mothers. One lady I've had the pleasure of praying with many times is right at this very instant trying to open what will be known as St. Maria Goretti Maternity Home, which would be the first Catholic maternity home in the greater Portland metro area. So things of that nature. I'm a member of the St. Pius X Knights of Columbus, and our group has been firm financial supporters of various other ministries that exist to help new mothers and unwed mothers, such as Road to Hope in Beaverton, which is a very large and successful maternity home that has been around for many years. So other things that come to mind, I'm sure you're familiar with Mother and Child over in Northeast Portland, which has existed for years to assist mothers and in any way they can. And I recall the baby bottle drives over the years where you put your coins in the baby bottles and various representatives collect those at your parish. So I'd have to say we're a very active community as far as assisting mothers after the babies are born. You know, I recall the Father Taffy homes down in the Salem-Kaiser area, mm-hmm. which have been around for years. And I know those in our Portland community have been big supporters of the Father Taffy homes over the years.
Those are some of the ways that pro-life proponents help women after they choose life. And first, we need you to be with us on 40 Days for Life. That vigil begins September 24th through November 2nd. For some people, they're just unable for many reasons to not be able to join you at the vigil, but they can support you in prayer and join you for an opening mass. Tell us about that coming up on Saturday the 27th.
Yes, Brenda. It's going to be at St. Pius X Catholic Church, 1280 Northwest Saltzman Road in Portland. It'll be an 8:15 Mass, and this is the official kickoff or opening Mass for 40 Days for Life. So please join us. We're going to have a big turnout there with our Knights of Columbus, and please join us for that Mass. If I could give one last shout-out to my brother Knights at St. Pius X, I joined their organization about 3 or 4 years ago, and there is a definite life component to the Knights organization. And we coordinate and provide prayer individuals to attend these events, and we participated as a group in the spring 40 days of prayer that was put on, and it was also held in Beaverton. And our turnout of Knights was so overwhelming that the local leaders for 40 Days for Life decided to have their vigil in Beaverton this fall. And so I can't say enough about how our Knights have stepped up and been a presence at these vigils. We as Knights, one of our mottos is we are protectors of the family. And what greater assault is occurring right now on the family than the taking of a life of an unborn child? So again, I thank my brother Knights, and I also would ask other councils of Knights in the Portland metro area to join us, sign up for ours. We'd love to see you out there with us.
Okay, absolutely. And I believe that this would be one of those events for the Knights that you've been hearing about. If you want to earn your wings, that Ken Anderson, the previous Oregon deputy, began that program, you can earn your wings just like Steve Galati has as well. And you can learn more about how to sign up and pray at those vigils at the Mass. Well, Steve, God bless you for all of your work. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, and God bless.